I know it's hard to believe, but it's September 1st. I spent my last night of August watching the U.S. Open. Certainly, I would have much preferred to have been live at Flushing Meadow, but I took in Novak Djokovic's three-set victory last night. Certainly different. Certainly missed the fans. But as a tennis fan, I still watch the match. You pick up some different things. You do get a sense that the players really miss the energy that the fans provide, specifically in New York. So that's a little long-winded intro to your morning buzzcast. It is September 1st. Welcome to September. I'm Abe Madcore. Got a number of things in the news today to hit on. We'll start with some news that broke late last night. The NFL has assumed oversight of the investigation into allegations of harassment, sexism, and mistreatment within the Washington NFL franchise. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, Washington team owner Dan Snyder discussed the issue, and they apparently agreed it was best if the attorney Beth Wilkinson, who was conducting the investigation on behalf of the team, now reports to the league directly instead of the team. In addition, this is very big news. Snyder told the league he will release current and former team employees from non-disclosure agreements for the sole purpose of cooperating with the investigation. So that is certainly some big news. More people could talk, more people feel at liberty to talk about their experiences. So now the NFL overseeing that investigation, which many people have called for a couple of weeks now. Story two is around the Pac-12. We continue to see more, not a power struggle, but we continue to see presidents and chancellors taking more oversight of that conference. And now they are considering a major overhaul to the entire structure of the conference, including contract issues, because the San Jose Mercury News is saying that they are looking at hiring an independent media consultant who would be given the authority to work independently of Commissioner Larry Scott and report directly to the presidents. That is a very odd setup, if you ask me. If I'm Larry Scott, I can't imagine feeling comfortable with that setup. Apparently, chancellors and presidents have their eye on former Fox executive and former Hulu executive Randy Freer, who certainly knows the media space, who certainly knows that conference, so he could be a natural choice. But how they split power and authority, certainly an issue there to watch. Story number three, we've talked about Austin as a soccer market. We've talked about how strong sales have been around the Austin FC soccer team. Well, they announced yesterday they have officially sold out of season ticket plans. The club sold more than 15,500 full season. They're calling them memberships or full season equivalents. The franchise was only selling full seasons, not half seasons. Look at this. The team began sales in November of 19 with premium seating. They sold that out in May. Then they went to general seating and they sold that out now in August. That is very strong sales, very strong interest. Remember, Austin FC still scheduled to begin play its inaugural MLS season in 2021. Another story that caught my eye, really not surprising, but it was buried in an SEC filing where MSG Sports said it expects the 2020-2021 NBA and NHL seasons to be delayed and that the Knicks and Rangers will likely play a reduced number of games. So MSG also said that it is anticipating media rights revenue at both the local and national level to be substantially reduced because a minimum number of games are not played. So that's a pretty interesting hedge of their bet, saying that they believe the season will be delayed, fewer games, and not getting their full media rights payment. Our Austin Carp had a couple of interesting things last night in our SBJ Media newsletter. First, yesterday was the day where Nielsen Media starts folding in out-of-home viewership into its regular national television viewership. What does that mean? It should result in higher viewership figures, because all we've talked about over the years is that Nielsen wasn't recording the viewership from out-of-home environments like bars, restaurants, gyms, airports. Well, certainly those numbers will be lower, but that's also including college dorms. Out-of-home viewing means second homes. So basically, the Nielsen universe has just been increased dramatically, and it should result in a very good viewership story for sports. We've noted that during the football season this fall, networks are expecting up to a 5% out-of-home bump. So that is going to be significant, a 5% bump in any type of viewership figures. As we go into the fall, you're going to want to see whether viewership numbers around sports continue to increase. ABC tonight, a game seven. Yes, ABC, a very rare NBA appearance on the main network. We have Nuggets, Jazz. It is the first non-finals Game 7 on that network since ESPN acquired NBA rights before the 2002-2003 season. So that is a big move, putting tonight's Game 7 Jazz Nuggets on ABC. And I want to end with two personnel notes. People in the business who most of us know landed in some interesting places yesterday. The Arnold Palmer Group named former NASCAR executive Joey Chitwood as their vice president of corporate development. Joey Chitwood, well known. He was, of course, at Daytona International Speedway for a number of years. He was also at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a number of years. Very well regarded. Now moves to the Arnold Palmer Group. And we mentioned MSG Sports earlier. Well, they landed a big, heavy hitter. Dave Hopkinson becomes executive vice president and president of team business operations. That is a big job. Hop came, of course, from Real Madrid, where he was global head of partnerships, but he spent more than 20 years at MLSC in Toronto, very well regarded on both the sales and partnership front. This is a big job at MSG. He will report directly to MSG president and CEO Andrew Lustgarten. So two executives landing in two interesting spots where I think they can really, really make a difference. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. It is Tuesday. It is September 1st. It's the start of another month. Let's make it a great month. Let's also be good to each other, stay healthy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.